In his State of the State message, Governor Cuomo was widely perceived to have taken a leftward turn with a priority list that includes gun control, abortion rights, and raising the minimum wage. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the governor says he hasn't changed his ideology one bit.
The governor's State of the State message included dozens of proposals, but he was the most impassioned about tightening the ban on assault weapons.
End the madness now!
Asserting a woman's right to choose abortion as part of a Women's Equality Act.
Because it's her body, it's her choice.
And raising the state's minimum wage to $8.75 an hour.
On a minimum wage of $14,000, my friends, it does not add up.
Cuomo also wants public financing of election campaigns and decriminalization of public possession of small amounts of marijuana as a reform to New York City's stop and frisk policy. He says he believes that climate change is real, and he left out of his speech a topic loathed by environmentalists, hydrofracking. Cuomo won praise from Mike Kink with the progressive group Strong Economy for All, who has more often been a critic during the governor's first 2 years in office.
It's real leadership. It would put New York near the top of the nation in terms of minimum wage.
State Conservative Party Chairman Mike Long, who attended the speech, disagrees with many of the governor's proposals. Long says he thinks the speech was a setup for a presidential run in 2016, something Cuomo in the past has consistently denied.
It's probably his most ambitious speech, but he's gone home. Gone home to his liberal roots, his philosophical roots. I think he kicked off his campaign to energize his liberal base across the country and is aiming way past New York, aiming right at Washington.
Cuomo's 2013 priorities are a contrast to his first 2 years in office, where he pushed for slashing $10 billion from the state budget and a cap on the growth in property taxes. Cuomo also feuded bitterly with state worker unions, threatening at one point over 3,000 layoffs, and he railed against the teachers' union. News articles and editorials Thursday proclaimed that Cuomo has made a left turn, but the governor, when asked about that characterization, says he hasn't changed.
Last year they wrote, I made a right turn. This year they wrote, I made a left turn. You know, I think I've been going straight all along.
Cuomo says during his first year in office, while he advocated for budget cuts and tax caps, he also successfully championed gay marriage.
I am socially progressive and fiscally responsible. That's what I am. That's what I ran on. That's what the program we've put forth every year. And I believe that's where most people in this state are.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who was the first to advocate for the minimum wage increase at last year's State of the State gathering, agrees.
He's emphasized his own liberal social agenda, which he's always had. That hasn't changed. You know, he's had his economic policies. He's put them out there today. Said no new taxes, reduce workers' comp. Reduce the cost of unemployment insurance. He's not looking for labels. I think he's calling things as he sees them in the state. And I think it was a great speech.
The governor has yet to release his new budget proposal. With the state facing at least a $1 billion deficit and unknown costs from Superstorm Sandy, Cuomo may then be perceived as tacking back to the right. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.